I want to show you a photograph that I keep on my desk. And this is a special photograph because my dad's in there. Now, this was my last high school basketball game. We were in a league that the top eight teams go to the finals. And my team just squeaked in. We were number eight. So guess who we had to play? Number one. This was the worst game I think I ever played in basketball. But what is so neat about this picture, and look at this, the audience in here, they're all sitting down. Everybody's sitting down except my father. He's standing up, cheering me on. And talk about standing for your children. That's what he did. He was a fantastic father. And I know sometimes people don't have that opportunity in life to have a father that's so loving and stands with you, but we do have a heavenly father that really will stand with you and for you, huh? Great. Okay. Thank you very much for showing that. Well, in this crazy world we live in, it has produced all kinds of gods. I mean, think about it. When you look at the history of gods that have crept up through the ages and in the different cultures and different peoples that have lived on the face of the earth, they've had gods for trees, for animals, the stars, the sun, everything. And there's so many of them out there. But the true God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he is the one that counts. He is the one that's most loving and most caring that the Bible talks about, that we really are treasured to know. And he has a variety of characteristics that are communicated in the Bible. And I'd like to show you that. We've got a screen here with the different names of God. And these are not all of them, but some of them. But he is our Lord. Elohim, he's the creator. 2,700 times that word is used. Yeah, he's quite an artist, isn't he? God the creator. Fantastic. That's our Father. These other names, Jah, Elan, Shaddai, El Shaddai, God is Almighty. Jehovah, Yahweh, you've probably heard people use that name, Yahweh. That's Jehovah, and that's the covenant maker. And this is a unique name that God calls himself. He makes promises, covenants to mankind, and guess what he does? He keeps them. He keeps them. And then there's a bunch of other names that are attached to the covenant maker. Jirah, Rapha, Nissi, Shalom, that one there, Shema, and Ra. And our God is so multi-present in this world, and he is our Father. And that's the name that Jesus Christ introduced to the world. God is our Father. Let's take a look at the next screen here. And the Greek word is pater. And it's used 424 times. And that's Father. And then there's five times it uses Abba. And perhaps you're familiar with that Hebrew or Aramaic term, Abba, which is a term of endearment. It's a very special, intimate term that is called Abba. I'll share a little bit more about that term a little later on. But let's take a look at God's Word and see a little bit more about our Father, our Heavenly Father, your Father, my Father. God is our Father. And I don't think we think about that too much. I mean, how significant that the Creator of the heavens and the earth wants us to call Him Father. So let's take a look at 2 Corinthians 6:18. We have that on the screen here. So it says, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. I love how God puts things, right? You know, the Lord Almighty, boy, if he says it, that's it. So he says he's going to be a father to us, and we're going to be his sons and daughters. Isn't that great? I've got a few more verses. I don't have all these on the screen, but if you want to take a look in your Bibles, 2 Thessalonians 2:16 and 17. Let's take a look at that. We're going to look at a few of these verses that really illustrate the greatness of our Heavenly Father. So here in 2 Thessalonians 2:16, it says, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation. And this consolation, this means comfort, encouragement. Okay, he has given that to us, and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Isn't that wonderful? That's our Father. That's what God's word says. God doesn't lie in his word. Amen. If that's who he is, then that's who we need to call him. That's our expectations and who our Father really is. 2 Corinthians, it's James, James 1:17. This just came to me yesterday, so I threw it in the mix here. 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow due to change. This is the ESV. Version here, translation. That's our Father. He's light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, huh? It says somewhere else. And there's no variation. He doesn't switch. His promises are true, and we can bank on them. Now, 2 Corinthians. Take a look at this in your Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations. If you've got mental pressures going on, if you've got situations that you're stressed out about, who's there comforting you? Amen. God is, because he says in all our tribulations. God says what he means and means what he says. He has integrity. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith ourselves. We ourselves are comforted of God. We can comfort each other with that comfort that God has comforted us with. Pretty neat, huh? Well, a little bit earlier, I shared with you another term for God, and that's Abba. Okay, Abba. And this is used 5 times, and I want to share a couple of these verses with you. So I have this on the screen, Mark 14:36. Okay. And this situation going on here is when Jesus Christ was in the garden. And maybe you know the story where he realizes very quickly, very soon, he was going to go through the most horrendous torture that any man has ever gone through and be crucified on the cross. And he asked his Father, maybe there's another way to do this. So let's take a look at this verse, 14:36, and he said, Abba, Father. In the most intimate way, he goes to his daddy. He says, Daddy, is there any way? All things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not that I will, but what thou will. The bottom line is the will of God. Isn't that fantastic? What great heart, what great drama goes on here. And he calls his dad Abba. In Galatians, let's take a look at Galatians chapter 4. We have this on the screen as well, Galatians 4, verses 6 and 7. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying what? Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. We have that tightness, that closeness in our relationship with God Almighty. He's our daddy. We need to really grab hold of this reality and truth that God is our daddy. He's our loving Heavenly Father, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. Yeah, isn't that fantastic? There's many, many more verses that I can share with you. And today I know we talk about Father's Day. Well, let's honor and celebrate our Heavenly Father, our Daddy. How wonderful He is. Speak in tongues much. You know, when you speak in tongues, you don't speak unto men, but you speak unto God. It's that perfect prayer. So I think he'd get a kick out of hearing from us via the Spirit, I tell you. Yeah, operate that Spirit that he's given to you. That would be neat. I'm real excited. In a couple of weeks, as Al shared, we're going to do a praise and prayer night. Or not a night, but a day. It'll be 10:30 regular fellowship here in 2 weeks. And this will be a wonderful time for us to praise our Heavenly Father and pray to Him. I'm looking forward to it, so look forward to having you participate as well. You know, what kind of a father is He, our dad? And I want to show a video for you. And this video is a reflection of maybe what the love letter would be if God wrote you a love letter.
My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are mine offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child, and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your Dad. Almighty God.
Heavenly Father, we are in awe of the privilege to be your son and daughters, that you would call us to be in your family, that we could have such a special, intimate relationship with you. We are so grateful, so thankful. And I pray, Father, that you continue to work with us to guide our steps. Father, we look forward to the days ahead that you will send your Son back to gather us together so that we will be with you for all eternity. And until that time, what a privilege it is to hold forth your words of life, to be what you've called us to be, to comfort those that need it because you've comforted us with your love and grace. So I pray for your people here, for their hearts, for their wonderful lives, that they can continue, that we all can continue to love you and to be our best for you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right.